I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken left Ukraine on Thursday following a meeting with Ukraine's president in Kiev. His next stop is Berlin for talks with allies, followed by a meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva on Friday. Russia has amassed 100,000 troops near the Ukrainian border, and a series of talks in Europe last week failed to ease tensions. On Wednesday, President Joe Biden said it would be a disaster for Russia if it chooses to invade Ukraine. Speaking at the White House, President Biden said he does not think that Russian President Vladimir Putin wants war with the West. Biden said, "Do I think he'll test the United States and NATO as significantly as he can? Yes, I think he will. And I think he'll pay a serious and dear price for if he doesn't think now will cost him what it's going to cost." The president said that Putin had a stark choice: de-escalation and diplomacy, or confrontation and the consequences. Japan announced Thursday it would be sending emergency relief goods, including drinking water and equipment for cleaning volcanic ash to Tonga following Saturday's eruption. Speaking in Tokyo, Japan's defense minister said Japan would do everything it can for the disaster-hit people of Tonga. Two C-130 aircraft carrying drinking water will provide transportation support as part of Tonga emergency relief operations, while a transport vessel carrying two CH helicopters will also deliver other goods, both possibly leaving by the end of Thursday, according to the defense ministry. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Voting legislation that U.S. Democrats and civil rights groups argue is vital to protecting democracy has been blocked by a Republican filibuster. The vote was expected, but is still a setback for President Biden and his party after a raw emotional debate. Democrats immediately pivoted toward a Senate rules change to push past the filibuster, but that too was expected to fail. Biden has been unable to persuade two holdout Democratic senators, Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona and Joe Manchin of West Virginia, to change Senate rules to pass this bill. Advocates warn states are making it more difficult to vote. A Haitian wanted in the assassination of the country's president was arrested in Miami, Florida on Wednesday after being extradited from the Dominican Republic, according to a U.S. Justice Department official. Rodolphe Jarre will be the second person to stand trial here in the U.S. in the death of Jovenel Moise in July of last year. Retired Colombian soldier Mario Palacios was charged on January 4th for his alleged role in the killing. More than 40 people have been arrested in connection with the attack, but much remains unknown, especially who ordered it. The assassination deepened a dramatic crisis in Haiti, which is suffering from a lack of security, soaring gang violence, and a spate of kidnappings. The United Nations Secretary General said Wednesday he was delighted to hear there is now an effort to bring peace in Ethiopia after more than 14 months of war, but he gave no details. Antonio Guterres' statement on Wednesday came after a call with African Union's envoy following the envoy's latest visit to Addis Ababa, the capital of Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region. A new U.S. envoy for the Horn of Africa, Ambassador David Satterfield, is set to meet with the Ethiopian officials on Thursday. Ethiopia's war has killed an estimated tens of thousands of people and displaced millions. The U.S. says some 900,000 people in Tigray, which has been under an Ethiopian government blockade since late June, face famine conditions. And Gambian President Adama Barrow was sworn in on Wednesday after being reelected for a second term after a vote in December. Barrow said his reelection was the product of a call for change, adding, "Today, Gambia's of the past has given way to the new democratic Gambia, where every citizen is equal before the law." Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.